High Heart, A Lucid Tale of Love and Discovery, John Selby. I met this woman the other night, yes I did. She walked up to me in broad moonlight, yes she did, and she said, "Didn't I know you in another life? Seems to me that I was once your wife." I held her stare an awful long time. I looked into hers, she looked into mine. "Once a warrior, always a warrior," she said. "I can tell that you have never been dead. Won't you come with me? I need you to come with me. Won't you come with me now?" Lyrics by Jack Hadley from Mind Dance. Chapter 1. I'd just given my last lecture at Berkeley before vacation, and down in the psych department parking lot, I'd taken a legal mini-puff or two of my uncle's very best bud. I sat there alone for maybe 20 minutes or so, letting all the musty academic dust blow away, and then I'd roared onto the freeway, up and round the bay, headed to Marin, just a putt-putt-putting along in my souped-up camper. About an hour later, I was cruising down Ross Avenue and into the crowded Marine Museum parking lot. Sliding to a splashy stop, I zipped up my leather jacket and took off running through the downpour toward the museum's slippery marble steps. The lobby clock showed 4:15, but already the place was jam-packed with curious locals, lured here by morning TV coverage, jabbering about the slightly scandalous sculpture of ancient Mayan genitals that was temporarily on display over here in Marin. I looked around at several passing faces in the crowd, then grabbed a brochure. Ah, look at that! The jade piece did, in fact, possess an obvious organic similarity to God's own celestial handwork. I quickly read how the carving had been discovered during the winter of 1939, down about 20 feet in the crystal-clear water of Highland Guatemala's Lago Atitlan. A deep-diving native kid had sold it to two Scottish archaeologists who were busy absconding with Mayan artifacts. Those two European guys had also absconded with 11 other ancient Mayan ceremonial carvings before being recalled home. They probably thought they'd be famous bringing home such obviously powerful relics of long-lost, phallus-obsessed Mayan priests. But because of various utterly distracting wartime confusions, all 12 of those sacred pieces...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?